Hello, my name is Karen Guglielmo, the Special Projects Editor for SearchCIOMidMarket.com, and I'd like to welcome you to today's expert podcast on virtualization and disaster recovery. I'm joined today by Mike Karp. Mike is a senior analyst with the Enterprise Management Associates, and he spent over 25 years in storage, systems management, and telecommunications. Having worked for both Fortune 500 and startup companies, Mike has extensive tactical and strategic experience in business development, strategic alliance, and channel programs, marketing, and industry research and analysis. His focus at EMA is storage, storage management, and the methodology that brings these technologies into the marketplace. Prior to joining EMA, Mike served as the Director of Storage Management Services for the Hurwitz Group. Welcome, Mike.
Hello, Karen. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, and as I mentioned earlier, we're here today to talk about virtualization as a DR panacea. I'll spend the next 10-plus minutes asking Mike to answer a number of questions about whether or not virtualization can support a mid-market disaster recovery strategy. So, Mike, let's get started. My first question today is, how is virtualization helping mid-market companies support their DR efforts?
I think you have to understand that the word disaster has multiple meanings. Disasters can involve bot data corruption. Can be a local disaster that takes out one site. It can be a single piece of hardware that fails. And there are obviously lots of different permutations of as to what the word disaster means. But assuming that there is a disaster of one of these types in a virtualized data center, it's obviously critical to be able to recover and get business processes back up and running as soon as possible. The issue for mid-market organizations, of course, is that their IT staffs are significantly smaller, and their IT investment is significantly smaller than is the investment and staffing level of their much larger competitors. But the need to remain up and running and conducting business never goes away, of course. In terms of where we are with virtualized environments, mid-market, like large companies, are shifting dramatically to virtualized data centers. Right now, when it comes to disaster recovery, we're in something of a transitional phase, and probably in the still in the relatively early days of a transitional phase, moving from physical to physical disaster recovery to physical machines being replicated to virtual machines, and eventually we will start to see more and more instances of virtual machines being replicated to virtual machines at a remote site. Usually, the way disaster recovery is done, in physical environments, certainly you back up to a local server for local backups and recoveries, and replicate the server to a DR site or to a hub site, something like that. You hand it off to the backup off to tape, or stage it to disk and then to tape, and then move the tapes off site to DR to some third-party repository. For smaller sites, backups are typically done directly across the network to either to a local backup server or to their own DR operation that is typically theirs in name only because it's really at a co-location site. There are two ways for virtual infrastructure to be protected. You can back up the virtualized environment at the guest level, each individual virtualized machine getting backup and recovery and DR services, or you can do it at the server level. In addition, because it's really only the newer versions of software that have capability of backing up virtual machines, you get a nice bit of added benefit when you're dealing with virtual machine backups and disaster recovery planning, in that most software is no longer relying on tape shipments to DR sites. We can now do our disaster recovery over the WAN, and the customers have choices of doing it synchronously, which is a fairly expensive proposition, or they can do it asynchronously, or they can do point-in-time snapshots.
Okay, so what are really the pros of relying on a virtual environment for backup?
The best pro is that it's easier to build DR environment using the an existing set of golden images that you have. It's quick, it's easy to restore entire VMs. And for a couple of reasons, it's relatively inexpensive. The reasons that the DR becomes comparatively inexpensive are the same reasons that people use are implementing virtualization in their data centers. The individual machines become less and less important. There's no need for homogeneous machines, and we can leverage old equipment at a DR center to and place virtual machines on top of older equipment, because, of course, virtual machines don't really care that much about what hardware is beneath them. Basically, the issue is that virtualization reduces the amount of hardware that's required at the data center, but that same value can be transmitted to the DR site, and we can use more or less equipment, certainly use older equipment in the backup site, at the backup site, and get added value from assets that might otherwise fall into disuse because they've already been written down. Another value that virtualized DR environments have is that, and I think, by the way, that many T centers may not see this as a value in other than philosophical terms, but it imposes having virtual machines, backing up virtual machines to virtual machines, imposes a necessary rigor on the whole disaster recovery process and on the day-to-day IT process as well. Specifically, it really elevates the importance of runbooks, of policies, both of which are not just connected to machines now, but we're both of which are connected to the virtual machines that are running the various software applications.
Okay, so what are the cons then of relying on a virtual environment for backup?
Well, of course, this technology, like any other, is a two-edged sword. You don't get something for nothing. There are many technology issues, many having to do with configuration management, data synchronization, availability of appropriate WAN bandwidth. But to be perfectly honest, these are really more generic to disaster recovery planning anyway, so that if you've done your appropriate planning, the runbooks mentioned earlier and the processes are all aligned and tested, you probably will have very little added problem in that context. There are some specific technology issues that are still waiting to be ironed out. You can do, for example, a single file restores pretty easily, but not as easily as in physical environments, because it takes there's an extra step to burrow into the snapshot to extract a single file from the snapshot copy. When you run snapshots off the virtual server, the second con, and this in many cases will be noticeable, but in I think most cases it's measurable, but not measurable to a noticeable degree. You take a performance hit running snaps and in fact any additional services off the virtualization server.
In your opinion, does virtualization make DR more cost-effective for mid-market CIOs? Why or why not?
Well, it clearly does, and the question now is sort of lagging the state of the art, because companies have already moved here, and they've virtualized their data centers, and they're beginning already looking at opportunities to replicate the process as well as the data and virtualize disaster recovery centers. Remember that business continuity is often the primary driver when companies start to experiment with virtualized data centers. It removes them from the reliance on specific servers. There's an enormous amount of application portability that they get, because relatively few hardware servers can accommodate a comparatively large number of virtual machines. There's a lot less hardware that's needed at the data center, and consequently, when the principle of virtualization is applied at the disaster recovery site, the principle still holds, and there's a need for less hardware there as well. Less hardware always means incurring less cost, and offers a tremendous opportunity for improving the manageability of the storage environment. The trick in disaster recovery and virtualized environments is is pretty much the same goal that people look for in any at any operational aspect of the data center, be it mid-market or any other, which is to say, take the complications, reduce them to simplified management environments, and accrue operational savings by simplifying the management.
Okay, and I have time for one more question. How can virtualization improve testing of DR strategies?
Well, this is maybe the most interesting question of all. Testing of DR, every IT manager will tell you, no matter what the size of his operation, that DR testing is absolutely critical. And yet, as recently as a few years ago, the great majority of disaster recovery plans remained untested. In virtualized environments, removes any excuse that an IT manager would have for not doing disaster recovery testing. This is because we're now dealing with virtualized environments. We can take two VMs, put them on the same machine, and fail over one to the other and then fail back, test all the DR strategy. And with the exception of the fact that you would be, you would have to separately test replication over WAN, failback, failover, et cetera, over a WAN. You can test and retest and disaster recovery plan. That doesn't, however, absolve IT managers, unfortunately, from having to take that one further step that's involved with any aspect of business continuance. And that is, and this still, by the way, is overlooked in almost every IT environment. And that is to make sure not just that the failover and failback process works, and that the attendant processes work, but also that you have an appropriate degree of automation so that even if you don't have your first string data center staff there, even if that's only one person, that the process still works. Testing invariably is done with the first line troops, and in fact the real disaster is not should never be tested with those folks, but actually should be tested with the least experienced personnel that you have access to.
Okay. And on that note, that does conclude today's podcast. Thank you again to Mike Karp for speaking with us today. And thank you all for listening. Have a great day.